A hint of red actually came to Reynar's cheeks.
It was nothing, Princess.
Hardly, Leia replied. Maybe you should consider helping Tekli on Shidu Maat. Reynar looked back toward the temple, then shook his head.
I don't think I'm ready to leave yet.
You sure? Han pressed. It looked to me like you kind of have a knack for dealing with
He cringed as Leia stomped on his foot, but quickly finished.
Mental illness.
Anyone can manipulate our crazies, Captain Solo. You just need to work in their reality.
He watched as the float van glided out into the traffic chasm and began to drop toward the hover lane below, then turned to Leia and tried to grin.
And to remember that in their reality, you are evil.
As earlier, there was something in the way his mouth failed to turn up at the corners that made his smile feel hard and enigmatic. Leia forced herself to respond with a warmer grin.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
She turned to Han, then said, We'd better advance our timetable. By now, Dala knows we're moving, and the less time we give her to stop us, the better.
Right. I'll get the droids and Amelia and then get us launched.
He leaned forward and kissed her on the cheek, then added,
See you at Alpha Point.
Leia kissed him back. She started for the door, then turned to Jaden and Avanoam.
I know this isn't really your mess.
We'll cover it, Jaden assured her.
As far as GAS or anyone else is concerned, you and Captain Solo were already gone when the firefight broke out.
Thanks, Leia said.
But don't try telling them we were transporting the temple jewels or something. Dala is going to know exactly who was in that float van. So just refer inquiries to the Masters. Clear?
Just one question, Jaden said.
His gaze dropped to the Mandalorian Basil had killed.
What do we tell them about him?
Leia turned to look at the dead man. The last thing the Jedi needed was some GAS investigator reporting that now crazy Jedi could reach through Beskar steel, or suggesting that any Jedi could do such a thing. Dala was already frightened enough of them.
Just say you don't know, Leia said. See if you can plant the suggestion that something went wrong with his armor.
Jaden nodded.
That should work.
On GAS, Avanoam finished.
He seemed unable to take his eyes off the Mandalorian.
But, well, what really happened to him?
That's a good question, Leia said, studying the dead man's unblemished armor.
Basil's fingers inside, the blood flowing out, but not a dent on the steel. So far, all of the new abilities that the delusional Jedi had exhibited had been duplications of something Jason had learned to do on his 5-year sojourn. But she had never heard of him being able to reach through metal. She shook her head, then said to Avanoam,
I've never seen any Force abilities like it. I haven't even heard of one.
We have, Reynar said.
As Leia turned to face him, he lifted his gaze from the dead man.
I mean, the Killiks have. When they created the Maw, they could use the Force to change the state of matter.
Leia frowned. Because their species absorbed the memories of any being who became joined to one of their nests, the Killik's sense of history was, to put it mildly, rather muddled.
Was it the Killiks who could do that? She asked Reynar. Or their celestial masters?
Again, Reynar gave her one of his enigmatic smiles.
I suppose that depends on whose reality you are in, he said. But the important thing is, now Basil can do it.